everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie, special Tuesday edition. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on TV, WJCL, Saturday mornings at 5, Sunday afternoons at noon. We talk about the food scene like few others do, can, or will. On the other side of me is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
Woo! Had a whirlwind weekend. I'm doing great. And so did you. How are you?
I did. Whirlwindy indeed. Yeah, I ran a half marathon in Brooklyn on Sunday. That was a good time. That was a good time. Yeah, you know, I did the New York Marathon a couple of times a few years ago, and decided, you know, I'm not going to do any more full marathons. That second one was not an enjoyable experience. And I told myself that day, literally, while I was running my second New York Marathon, I could be so done here at 13 miles, but I had to do the next 13 miles that day. And it was miserable. And I said, nope, no more full marathons for me. But one day, I didn't set the goal then. This was November of 23. I didn't set the goal then. One day I'll do. I was like, nope. If I feel so inspired down the road, then I'll give it some thought and see where I am mentally then. And I thought, just leave it to fate. And back in December, I wanted to challenge myself for 2025. And I looked at some dates, and late April in Brooklyn sounded lovely weather-wise. And my daughter, as you know, still lives in New York City. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna take a shot at that. And It was a fun race through Brooklyn. The vibe was more funky, hip hop, you know, urban, if you will. A lot of the logo is graffiti, and it was cool. I enjoyed it, and I was rewarded. I pushed myself. I told myself, if you're gonna do this, you're not just gonna go through the motions. You're gonna compete. You're gonna try to be good, and I did, and I was rewarded with a personal best. I've only done three halves in my life.
Fantastic.
And this was, I got to share that, and we're not going to spend 30 minutes obviously talking about the marathon, but I do have to share this because it was pretty funny. They have, those of you who have run, they have people who are pace setters with a little stick and a sign about this big that says 2 hours, 2.5, 2:15, whatever. So that when you're running, if you stay with that group, that's about what your time is going to be. And so I was in the back, you know, I'm not a championship runner. I was in the back, and the 3 hour group came up behind me at one point, probably mile 5 or 6. The 3 hour group came up behind me, and the one of the guys, it was a guy and a girl. The guy, he was taller than me. He was probably 6'5" or 6'6", and he looked, and I'm being kind of ugly here, but I'm making the point. He looked fairly out of shape. He was overweight. He was wearing a tank top that was, you know, 10 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound bag. He just did not look like a runner. And so they passed me, and I was right behind them. And I got like, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but that guy's not beating me. So over the last, you know, few miles of the race, the last 7 or so miles of the race, second half, I'd watch them pull away from me, and then I'd, you know, pick up my pace and I'd get back. And so we were doing this thing the whole second half of the race. Well, the last 5 miles of the Brooklyn half are very, very, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this anymore, hilly. There were a lot of inclines, and here living where we live, when I train, it's super flat. And I've told myself, if you're going to run, if you meet an incline, just walk it. Don't burn extra energy running up a hill, because, I mean, what's the point? So whenever there's an incline, I walk. Well, heck of that guy, as we started getting to the inclines, he was like, and I didn't even see him finish. They smoked me because of the hills. I'm like, and when I crossed the finish line, I was like, that dude smoked you, and it served you right for like being judgmental of him when they passed you and he looked the way he looked. But yeah, I got toasted by that guy because of the hills. They were like, anyway. So it was an enjoyable experience. Wonderful weekend in New York City, a chill weekend. My daughter's, you know, still lives there, and we just hung out, and there was no pressure other than the race, and we just spent some quality family time together, Sheila and my daughter, and that was it. So very excited to get back. Came home Monday, which is why we're recording Tuesday, and It was fun. You had your high school reunion, 20 years?
20 plus 20. We had our 40th high school reunion this past weekend for the 1985 class of Sea Pines Academy, which, brief history for those who may be new to the area. Early on in the 60s, 70s, and part of the 80s, there were two private schools, Sea Pines Academy on Hilton Head and May River Academy in Bluffton. So the two schools at whatever point realized that they were stronger together than apart, and they merged and created Hilton Head Preparatory School. So that's why when you hear me talk about how I'm president of the Alumni Association at Hilton Head Preparatory School, it is what indeed Sea Pines Academy turned into. And we were the last graduating class of 1985. So this year was our 40th. And we've been doing reunions for some time. And this crowd loves to get together. Most of us go back to grade school, childhood, very tight personal relationships we all have with each other. And this is not like the debaucherous, wild drinking crowd that wants to go prove themselves, you know, that right. they're still fun at the age of 57. Right. No, it was a lot of really heartfelt, deep conversation. We had beach walks and bike rides and a boat ride, several dinners out. It was just really so great to reconnect. And we, I made us reservations at all the cool places that you and I love. I did.
So quick question about that. How often do you guys get together? Because like mine, it's 30, and then I think they did a 35 and then 40. And do you guys, how often do you get together?
We did a 30.
Right.
Actually, before that, the school was doing multi-class reunions. But my class specifically, we did 30. And then we got together a little bit before 35 because when everybody turned 50, we had a reunion that year and it was like a big birthday party for everybody.
That's cool.
So we did that one. And then like two or three years ago, maybe now, I was honored. The school has a jubilee event every year. It's a fundraiser, but they honor four different citizens involved in the school. And one is the alumni award. And I received it that year. So we did another one 3 years ago where most of this same crowd that was here this weekend had come to that as well. So for whatever reason, they just keep wanting to be here. I mean, it is a fun place. So,
yeah. So you guys ate a lot. Tell me.
Well, the first night, we had a welcome cocktail hour at Local Legend. I had not been yet. Yeah. And so that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
We just like had a drink. Everybody said hello. We kind of gathered, we grouped, and then we drove over to Benny's where I had reservations for us out on the lawn.
Nice.
Particularly the northernmost classmates coming from Minnesota and Michigan had expressed to me that they didn't want to spend a whole lot of time inside. So we did a lot of outside stuff, but Benny's on the lawn outside. We had a fantastic dinner. I had a grouper. I think I ordered off the specials menu. I actually went back and looked at their menu. And I couldn't find what exactly it was I had, but it was a grouper dish and it had a sauce and it was really delicious. And we had apps and we had hush puppies and everybody was digging their forks into each other's entrees. And
how big was the group?
Well, you know, we had some people that could attend some events and then some who couldn't. And so it was, but fluctuating, the most was 11. And that included 11 or 13 now. I can't remember. It included two spouses.
Okay. Less than 15, that's still manageable. Yeah. You get into 25, 30, and it's like herding cats. But 11 to 15 is manageable. Everybody enjoyed their food?
It was still herding cats. No, everybody loved it. Very appreciative of that.
Good.
Then on Friday night, we visited the beach club. We actually did that for our 30th 10 years ago, and everybody loved it so much. I mean, oceanfront dining with the acoustic guitar playing outside and the gentle breeze, the whole nine yards, the experience.
Beach club for those who are not entirely familiar, also known as Coast.
Correct.
Yes. which is in Sea Pines right there on the beach. It's the only, if I'm not mistaken, beachfront restaurant on the island. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Beachfront.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. If you, especially up at the Ocean Lounge up there, that's high cotton. That's very special. But yeah, so I love that place. One of my favorites.
Yeah, this crew, not big drinkers, you know, so we really didn't do happy hour. We didn't do the lounge. We just met, on Friday itself, we took a beach walk. Then we all gathered at the school for a tour. We were taken on a tour. Some of these guys had not really seen all the new buildings and all the new stuff that have developed over the last few decades. So that was really fun. And we actually hung out on the field for like an hour, just sat on the field for like an hour talking about, you know, and that day at school, it was field day. So there were just chaos and kids going everywhere. It was just so
very
fun.
Cool.
And then early dinner, we had 5:30 dinner that night. I think almost all of us ordered off the specials menu, and I had a blackened swordfish with a mango pineapple salsa and a red pepper coulis that was really, it was top notch. And just the staff there, just they do such a good job, you know, managers coming over to make sure that everything is happy and copacetic. And and I don't know whether I told you, I think I did. Earlier in the week, I had been to Frankie Bones and ended up meeting Aaron Cox, who is the executive chef for Sea Pines Resort. I met him there, he and his wife, and organically it just sort of happened because the bartenders know me by name. So they were saying, hey, Maggie, how are you? And she chimed in and said, is your name Maggie? And I said, yes. And she goes, my name is Maggie too. And I was like, oh, cool. We're both Maggie. And then she was like, this is my husband, Aaron. He's the executive chef for all of Sea Pines Resort. And I was like, that's crazy. I'm going to be here this weekend with my classmates, and I'm tromping everybody all over Sea Pines Resort restaurants and Sea Pines things. And he was very kind, and I think he must have said some things to the restaurants because we were very well taken care of.
Good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Same size group at Ocean Club, 11 to 15?
We had
at
10, Coast Club. Nine or 10 that night. Yep.
That's cool.
Now, the coolest thing that happened all weekend was on Saturday night, after a wonderful boat ride out down, all through Calabogie Sound and whatnot. We all arrived for the 6:30 reservation I had made for us at Lynx in Harbortown, the Harbortown Clubhouse.
Yes. Also one of my favorites.
I drive up and there's cars everywhere. I didn't realize it was the Hilton Head Preparatory School prom photo op was at the clubhouse, and there were people everywhere.
Just the photo op? They were going to prom elsewhere?
Yeah, prom was at the Sea Pines Country Club.
Okay.
So anyway, I thought, oh Lord, no one's going to be able to find a parking space. But anyway, I went up to, you know, get our reservation, and the lady said, ma'am, I'm sorry, I don't have a reservation for you. So I start scrolling through my email, and I did notice that I didn't have a resi confirmation for that one. I was getting resi confirmations, you know, for all the other stuff that I had planned for us. And so pretty soon the manager comes out, and he has this very, you know, crestfallen look on his face. He has to tell me, you know, he's thinking that he screwed up. The restaurant screwed up. But as we talked and went back and forth, we realized that I didn't make a reservation at Lynx at all. In fact, they had it in the system as us being at quarterdeck. And but it wasn't a reservation. It was the notes from the executive chef that had entered into the system. Anyway, Mark Bowman, oh my goodness, shout out to this cute, wonderful class act manager. But anyway, he gave me and the other two of us that were standing there a little wine, you know, to, I think he thought I was upset.
For your lock reservation.
I was not upset. That's not a big deal, right? I just started getting on the horn, trying to find a different restaurant. But anyway, he called over to quarterdeck, and no, they didn't have a reservation for us there. And so I went, rattled down two or three, and I hit Santa Fe Cafe, and they had something for us at 8 o'clock. So we quickly pivoted. But in the meantime, everybody had already arrived at Links, and it was a really lovely, it's so beautiful inside the clubhouse. Mark hooked us all up with a cocktail, and we sat by the fireplace and
Nice.
chatted until it was time to go over to Santa Fe Cafe. And so that's where we ended up having our final farewell dinner.
Very good. Very good. Solid as always.
Can't go wrong. So of course everyone was saying, Margaret, what do we order? And
Right. Right.
I know you know it by
Ribeye,
now, right?
ribeye, 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 ribeye.
Burrito, the cowboy cut ribeye, the outrageous chimichanga, Santa Fe salad for anybody not wanting anything heavy, the grouper. And that's pretty much what everybody ended up ordering. And I really was so happy that my bestie girlfriend, her husband wanted to share the cowboy cut ribeye with me. So I was like, yeah, because
There you
I gave
go.
up red meat for Lent.
Yeah.
So I was due a good steak. And it
Yeah,
was.
Lent is over. We have moved on from Lent.
We've moved on. Yeah.
Wow.
But so much fun. We
Oh,
also hit, we were able to also hit Hilton Head ice cream. That was on the list of things that everybody wanted to do. So we actually had lunch by eating ice cream. We ate ice cream for lunch on Friday.
you want to hear something. My daughter, this just popped into my head. I didn't have plans to share this with you here today, but had a conversation with my daughter on Sunday after I ran my race. We were walking all over Brooklyn, bar hopping, eating, just having a grand old time. It was like 60 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. It was just a spectacular day.
Wow.
And I told her we were talking about Leopold's ice cream. And she said, she brought up my favorite ice cream down there is the one on Hilton Head. And the first thing that popped into my head was Hilton Head ice cream. And we're literally walking down the sidewalk. And I thought of Hilton Head ice cream. I said, you haven't, because I know she's only been over there with me. I go, you haven't been there more than maybe once or twice. She goes, I've been there a bunch of times. I said, no, I've maybe taken you there once. She goes, what are you talking about? I go in there every time. So then that's when it clicked with me. What she was referring to was in Coligny, and what is it? Frozen Moo is the name of the one in
Yeah,
Coligny?
right next to the theater.
Correct. And she was referring to Frozen Moo. And what I said, the one what she I said, oh, the blue one that makes your lips. She goes, yeah, that's my favorite ice cream down there. I go, I think they make that in New Jersey. They don't make it there. She goes, oh, I thought all this time they made it there. I said, no, they
I think
make that
it's
in New Jersey.
Superman.
Yeah,
Blue
but
ice cream with Superman.
point being, much like her dad, my daughter is a huge connoisseur. In fact, yesterday after we left her Monday, she sent me a picture. She had gotten some Carvel soft serve. She was walking up Broadway. We are a big, daddy daughter ice cream. Hey, you got to try this ice cream. Hey, you got to try that ice cream. And she told me that her favorite ice cream down here in this area is Frozen Moo. And I was like, really? Okay, cool. Well, shout out to Frozen Moo because you got the Alexandra seal of approval. That means you're doing something right.
I think the first time you interviewed me, you asked me what my favorite dessert was on the island, and I told you that I wasn't really into desserts or sweets, but the watermelon chip ice cream at Hilton Head Ice Cream was my favorite because it's sorbet, so it's not heavy and thick, but it's got chocolate in it. It's so good.
Nice. The last time I tried to get over to Hilton Head ice cream, it was middle of the day and they were closed. I'm like, what? What? I was mad too. I was looking forward to it. Well, sounds like you did a ton of eating and liking, more so than normal. I bet it was a good time though.
Well, we
That's
did a
good.
ton of exercise as well. I mean, we had two beach walks and a bike ride, a boat ride, lots of
Nice.
outdoor time. I had
Nice.
to Saturday when I got home from the boat ride, I had to break off a branch of one of my aloe plants and slit it open and throw aloe all over myself.
Okay, it's like
A
that.
lot of sun.
Nice. Well, one shout out I got to give. I had lunch. I was on the island last week. I had lunch with a friend of mine, Monica, at Sprout Mama. Lovely, lovely. It was funny. We were torn between I hadn't had lunch at Sprout Mama since they first opened, I'm guessing almost 2 years ago, I want to say. And I was torn between the club sandwich and the chicken salad on a croissant. And Monica said, let's do halvesies, which meant they served them a lovely presentation, one on each. Each of us got a half. Club sandwich was huge. And Maggie, I'm a big guy, but that half croissant, chicken salad, and half a club sandwich, it came with the chips, and I couldn't finish it. I was like, oh man, I can't breathe. It was a lot. And then this, I got the cookie because they were there and they look good. And I grab it and I'm like, this thing is heavy. What is this, 2 or 3 pounds? And the girl told me it's a 1 pound chocolate chip cookie that they sell at Sprout Mama. So I had a few bites, brought it home, watching basketball that night. I was picking on it. It was like an everlasting gobstopper chocolate chip cookie. It was just like, it never ended. But yeah, it was good too. I bet when they first come out of the oven, they're spectacular, but it was still good. So shout out to Sprout Mama, Kim and the crew there. They're doing a really nice job. I think they have live music at night. It's a nice little scene there. It's a cute little space. Happy for them and their successes. So what do you got coming up this week? Anything fun?
Well, I got a house under contract last week during all that craziness. Yeah. I've never been so stressed out, but it all worked out. I've got an inspection for that tomorrow. And our play, The 39 Steps, which is an Alfred Hitchcock play, opens up Friday night at Seaglass.
Nice.
Stage at Coligny Theater. So we're doing nice. That. Nice. And nice. I'll see what else happens.
I'll be around. I think I'm having lunch today, actually, on the island. If I'm around more than... Oh, no, Thursday I'm in Beaufort for the a book signing at the Pat Conroy Center. If any of you that listen to this are in Beaufort, stop by. We'll be there 5 to 7 on Thursday evening. Talking about the food scenes in both Savannah, Charleston, and Beaufort, if you want. A lot of good food in Beaufort. How often you get to Beaufort?
Not as often as I should.
You should.
I love their food scene. I've never disappointed. We used to boat over there quite a bit.
Nice. Nice.
Take a nice ride up to Beaufort, have lunch, and then cruise back.
Cute little getaway. All right, tell us, let's get out of here, where we can find you if we want to put you under contract and stress you out some more.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, is where you can view properties for sale.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Maggie. Right. If I'm lingering, and actually I'm going to be on the island Friday as well. I just realized that. I'll give you a shout out. Maybe we can perhaps meet for dinner, but I'll keep you posted on that. If you're available.
Sounds good.
If you're available.
I would be available before the show early, probably.
Oh, that's where you got a show. All right. We'll talk about it.
Let's go to Cafe Al Dente.
Yes, if we can. Actually, I'll be at Coligny, so let's talk about it. See how the timing lines up.
Sounds like a plan.
Very good. That actually might work out. Now that I'm thinking about this live on the spot, that actually might work out. But anyway, we'll talk about it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here for another Mondays with Maggie. We will see you next week, yes? Next Monday.
Yes.
Happy early Cinco de Mayo. Thanks for joining us.
Here we go.
See ya.